Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Last night, The Bachelorette was the grand final.
It was a rough one. I think Brooke had two really good options.
I'm so deserving of unconditional love, regardless of gender, regardless of race, regardless of anything. I feel like I have found someone in this experience.
And that person was David. And Brooke and David join us on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brooke, lovely to chat with you again. David, hello. And I was wondering, taking us back, you made quite a strong first impression on your first episode. Bloody good impression, by the way. How much thought did you put into that?
Honestly, it wasn't too premeditated. I knew I wanted to ride it on a mower. I initially went for a tractor, but I downsized to a mower, thank God.
Thank goodness, that would have blown the whole thing.
To encompass a few
different things. It would have taken so long to bloody get on this, isn't it?
I just thought I wanted to show a few bits about me, and I think I did that, so.
Well, you obviously did a very good job of it. You stole our hearts and obviously Brooke's as well. How does it feel this morning, guys, knowing your relationship is finally out in the world?
Such a relief, I think, is probably the only way to describe it.
Yeah, I feel like that's the only word we can describe it, because we've just, you know, been in secret for so long. So it kind of just feels like it's just starting.
What is it like 9:10 once the episode has finally aired? Are your phones just absolutely mental after that?
When it ended, we looked at one another and we were like, that's it. It's done.
Lots of tears.
Lots of tears.
I bet. And I do want to take you guys back to that moment where you did finally declare your love for each other, particularly you, David. Did you feel confident in yourself or did you have no idea?
Honestly, I felt really good up until that last day, and then my mind just went absolutely nuts. I was literally thinking the worst. When she started her speech, I dead set thought she was done for me. I was looking at the koi fish pond about to jump in.
But
we got there.
I'm just like giggling in the background, like, yeah. I remember that day, I just could not get my words out. And afterwards, I felt terrible because I was like, I had so much more I wanted to say to you.
Well, you got plenty of time to say it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The nice thing.
Guys, thank you so much for joining you this morning. It's been amazing to watch your love grow over the last few weeks. And we wish you all the best for your future together.
Thank you so much.
You're on Magic 931.